The House and the Senate are finishing a war funding bill this week for Iraq and Afghanistan. At one time, it included a provision barring the use of any money in the bill to build permanent U.S. bases in Iraq. The Pentagon says it has no plans for such bases, but Republicans voted to strip out the ban, even after both chambers had voted for it. NPR's John Hendren has details on what happened.
Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says he doesn't want permanent bases in Iraq.
We have no desire to have our forces permanently in that country. We have no plans or no discussions underway to have permanent bases in that country.
And when the House and Senate passed separate versions of an emergency spending bill this spring to cover military costs for Iraq, they both included a clause barring the use of those funds to set up permanent bases in Iraq. Never mind that none of the funds in the bill was actually designated for that purpose. But a funny thing happened when the war funding bill got to a conference committee, where members reconciled differences between the House and Senate bills. In a meeting outside of the public view, the permanent base ban was dropped. Wisconsin Democrat David Obey was in that room. He asked for a final vote on the bases ban because polls show most Iraqis think the U.S. military intends to stay in their country indefinitely. Obey said he thought that belief led to increased attacks on American troops.
And I felt it was necessary to get rid of that impression in order to take the targets off the backs of our troops. They responded by simply saying it wasn't necessary, and they had the votes to scuttle it.
And scuttle it they did. Republicans we asked about the base ban declined to comment. And when a Pentagon spokesman was asked about it, he referred us to General Carter Ham.
I'm just wondering if you can tell us what the objection is to writing such a ban into the legislation.
I'm sorry, I cannot, but I think we can take that and ask the OSD folks to answer that.
OSD, the Office of the Secretary of Defense, is the office that directed the question to Ham in the first place. Privately, defense officials and analysts say the Pentagon doesn't want provisions of this kind that might tie its hands. The U.S. Air Force currently has a 10-year plan to remain in Iraq to stand up an Iraqi Air Force. So when it builds runways, are they permanent or temporary? And is it a U.S. base or not? Michael O'Hanlon is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. He says Congress walks a fine line here.
We can't look 5 and 10 years down the road. We can't know what kind of relationship we might want with Iraq then. Having said that, many people do think we have long-term ambitions to use their country as a regional springboard for further military operations. And therefore, the notion that we might stay permanently is pretty well established in Iraqi minds, and it's somewhat harmful.
California Democratic Representative Barbara Lee says she is incensed.
This is outrageous. This is really an abuse of power, really. It's absolutely necessary to codify into law that the United States has no intention of entering into any permanent military base agreements because of the fact that the American people and the Iraqis do not want this to be an open-ended war.
Democrats like Lee haven't given up. They are now trying to attach the ban on permanent bases to other relevant bills moving through Congress. John Hendren, NPR News, Washington.